Highbridge Audio Productions presents Phenomenon. Written by Sylvia Brown and read by Jeannie Hackett. This program is devoted to both defining and describing with examples many words that are commonly used in the world of the paranormal. Happily, some of these words have become part of the mainstream vocabulary, but I know you're still having experiences that confuse you or frighten you, or that you simply don't understand. You're not eager to confide in anyone about these experiences because you're sure they'll think you're crazy, but you'd feel so much better knowing there really is an explanation for what happened. There are even words for these things, and there are other perfectly sane people they've happened to. 50 years ago, when I started doing readings and making public appearances as a psychic, the world wasn't sure whether to bless me or burn me. As time has gone on, more and more people are figuring out that so-called psychic phenomena aren't so unnatural or uncommon after all, that the worlds of the paranormal and spirituality are handmaidens to each other, and that both can actually deepen and enhance a whole spectrum of even the most devout religious beliefs. There's no devil's work involved in studying new ways to affirm our sacred, eternal connection to God, which is the real bottom line to my life's passion. In fact, the devil, if there were such a thing, would be furious. Through my eyes, the paranormal world isn't all that mysterious, and it's certainly not scary. Come to think of it, there's only one story in this entire program in which you'll find me downright terrified. Other than that, this paranormal world in which I spend a great deal of my time is fascinating, informative, thrilling, and God-centered at every turn. It's those adjectives that I would love to inspire in you, as well as have you make friends with the words and explanations you'll find here. I would love to remove the mystery, lift the veil, and shine a light on those monsters in your room you've spent your life afraid of, to show you that it's just a harmless pile of clothes on a chair. You'll find words in this program you might not be expecting. There are other words you might be expecting that you won't find here. The master list that Lindsay, our editor, Brian Tart and I started with has been revised 100 times, with a yardstick probably getting a little blurry in the process. I can promise you that I've either researched or had personal experience with every word, that I have strong and potentially controversial opinions on every word, there's a surprise, and that no opinion goes unexpressed, another surprise. For better or worse, the ship has sailed on my ability to appear wishy-washy about much of anything. I genuinely hope this program won't just sit on a shelf in your home, but that it will actually become your companion, something you'll reach for to find comfort, to satisfy a passing curiosity, just for fun, or, most of all, to reavow your soul's certainty that there's something and someone magnificent beyond you, whom you're a part of, and who's as much a part of you as your soul itself. My spirit guide Francine says, "If you can think of the question, the answer is available." May this program be full of available answers for many of your most heartfelt questions, now and always.